I need this morning a brave volunteer, somebody to raise their hand to be willing to come. Oh, Barrett. Barrett, come on up. That was really brave of you to volunteer like that. Thanks. All right. I just have a little magic trick real quick. Come on up. No, I don't know any magic. I just need you to stand and wait until the moment, okay? Okay, just stand and wait. All right, how many of you have ever looked forward to something happening in the future that you were excited about? I saw a quick hand go up right here. Natalie, what was the thing that you were waiting for? Oh, yeah? You were so excited? Were you nervous or were you excited about it? Excited? Very cool. Alexandra, did you have something? What was it? Christmas Day, every year? When do you start waiting for Christmas? Is it like the day after Christmas you're waiting for the next Christmas, or is it when it gets closer? Like when would you say you start waiting? After Thanksgiving? Yeah. Sounds good. What about anybody else? What was the thing you waited for that you were excited about? Easter? Why? Cuz you get candy? Yeah. Anybody else? Anyone out here? Jeffrey, what do you got? I'm waiting for that right now, and I'm excited about it, that I might be able to get to sleep sometime tonight. Brian, did you have something? Aha, 4.5 years. Do you knew that you were going to get married the day you started dating Chris, or what? Anybody else? Chris, were you as excited about waiting for those 4.5 years, or was it kind of like, let's put it off a little longer? No? You were excited? Anybody else? Any other things you were excited for? I thought I saw a hand over here. Go ahead, Sue. Yeah. Yeah, those are some huge ones, right? How many of us have had kids in here? Obviously, there's a natural waiting period in there where you're excited and you're waiting for your child to come, and there's this anticipation that builds, right? And you do all these things to prepare. Marriage is another one that many of us have experienced, where we have a period where we're engaged and we're waiting for marriage. Christmas is a huge memory for me in waiting, and I hated it. I hated seeing the presents and waiting for it to come and find out what was there. I was always so excited for that day. Now I could really kind of care less about the presents, but I love the traditions that my family has begun to create over the last 10 years. And I love seeing the looks on my kids' faces as they get excited about their presents, and as we sing Happy Birthday to Jesus on Christmas morning and do the things that we've built into our family structure. It's been exciting. Now, could you imagine waiting for something for much longer than that? Like, what's the longest someone in here has waited for something? Does somebody think they hold the record for the longest they've waited for something to happen? Nobody thinks they hold the record? Barrett, how about you? Do you feel like you're standing there for a really long time waiting for me to tell you why you're there? So waiting is kind of a perspective thing, because Barrett has felt like he's been waiting here for how long? Like a couple centuries? Yeah? Because he was put on the spot. He had no idea when he walked in this building I was going to call on him to come stand up here just for the purpose of making somebody wait and show that we can feel like waiting for something for a long period of time, even when it's a short period of time, if it's uncomfortable to us, right? Barrett, you can go and sit back down. Thank you. Can you imagine being a part of a people, a nation that has waited for something for literally millennia? They've waited for something to happen for hundreds, if not thousand and plus years. They have been waiting since God promised Abraham that through his seed, God would save all nations. They had been waiting for the Savior that God would send in the form of the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christ, as it was said in Greek. And they waited for all these years. Now, can you imagine if you are a part of that people group who had waited for a millennia for some kind of fulfillment that God had said he would do for your people? If you had waited that long and you were chosen to be the one who would bear that child into the world. And that begins to let you start to imagine what Mary felt like. Because here's this young woman, Mary, who was told that she was pregnant with the Messiah, with God's anointed, with God's chosen one, with God's own son. And that in her son, who she would birth, would come the salvation of the world, and that God would literally dwell with man in her son. Imagine how you would feel. You think you might write a poem or a song when you experience that? Probably. And that's what happened in our scripture today. This is Mary's written reflection. This is her expressing her gratitude to God for what he has promised to fulfill in her. In a way, she's expressing gratitude that the entire nation of Israel feels because they have been waiting for 1,000+ years for this Messiah to come. And finally, the Messiah is going to come in the form of a little baby being born to this woman, Mary. And so she gives God praise and adoration for his fulfillment of his promise and for the goodness that he is going to do through her and the birthing of Jesus. Now, I said imagine being a part of a people group who have waited, because you don't have to imagine. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe that God sent him to this earth to save us from ourselves, and that God has promised us to renew all things in Jesus Christ, then you too have waited as a part of a people group for 2,000+ years. That we have waited for Jesus to return, to come back, and to fulfill that promise. And so we have begun to express and to show the world what God is going to do in the future through the work of our church. And so let us sing, let us write poetry, let us show gratitude to God in this season for what he has done, the same way that Mary has, so that we would show the world God's good promises being born out in the life of our church and in each one of our lives. Let us praise him, let us glorify him.